We human beings are referred to as messengers of Hashem, messengers on a mission. As it says in Shmuel Hanavi, Mo Oshiv Shochi Dovor, how will I respond to the one who sent me, meaning to Hashem? Because one of the main reasons why Hashem sent us down to this world is so that we, through our actions, should be able to reconnect our world and all the other worlds to the oneness of Hashem. There's a story with Rav Nosson Zal that he was once traveling in a wagon with horses with one of his students. He was about to daven Shacharis. The sun was starting to come up, and he wasn't in Simcha. He was brokenhearted at the time. This was after Rabbeinu Zal passed away, and he was feeling a little broken, but he started putting on the talis, made a bracha on the talis, and started saying karbonis while this wagon is racing through the countryside early, early in the morning. It's still dark. And then suddenly he reminded himself of a song that he had learned from Rabbeinu Zal, and he started singing it, and it started bringing him to simcha and more simcha, and he started davening louder and singing and singing, and his student looked out of the wagon, and he saw the farmers starting to go out into the fields with their animals, and they see this wagon, and they hear this person singing pure ruchni, spiritually, and they're all running after the wagon. And he said it looked to him like the whole creation is being nichlal in his tefillah. This concept that through our tefillah, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about having exploded this in the field, and the grass is joining in the tefillah. The tzaddikim can see these things, how because we are the most important thing in creation, when we do something, when we do the right thing, all of creation plugs into us. And as we go up, everything gets elevated with us. Everything.